Hey guys, this is your Wrestling Week in Review show here on the Dirty Sheets. Obviously, we've not been doing it for a couple of weeks because my colleague took a little vacation. We actually did do a preview show in our defense that ended up getting lost as well. But we should have really covered the Survivor Series results. We will cover that now because wrestling isn't what it was in the late 90s, and not enough has happened for us to not forget about to forget about Survivor Series. And we'll also touch on what we talked about, or what you heard at the top of the show, which was the CM Punk situation. I'm joined obviously by Kev Manning.
Hey now, this is going to be an interesting review of Survivor Series. I'm sure you know why.
No,
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, still.
I have not watched it. I haven't been in a hurry to fucking watch it.
Wow, that's amazing.
That tells you a fucking lot where I'm like, whatever.
That's a big four pay-per-view. And now this goes along with the elimination of the tape collection. And and now just literally just not watching pay-per-views and including it being the big four as well.
If I wasn't in New York at the time and doing shit, I would have, of course, watched. Because when it's pay-per-view time, I go, okay, I watch my pay-per-view. Because I'm in my room on the fucking football day, and I'll have football on, plus I'll have pay-per-view, all that kind of shit. But when I'm out and about and shit like that, and I was, like, on vacation, I'm like, that's, I gotta go through the fucking NXT. I gotta go fucking to do Survivor Series. That's long, too. I haven't had
NXT
time.
NXT is a great show. NXT, especially that
I'd prefer match. Watch NXT, for God's sake.
Oh, the women's match you should definitely watch. And also you should watch it like when Owens is the surprise partner. Like, it's a really big pop. Like, you don't get that kind of cheer anymore.
Yeah, like I said, I would have watched it, but, you know, because of where I was. But then it's like, now I'm busy with work, shit like that. And I do stuff like, before the girlfriend gets home, I stay in my fucking room and I fucking start going through all my DVR shit. The shit that I watch by myself that she'll never fucking watch. Stupid shit, right? And or I play my games. I do whatever I have to do. We record podcasts, that kind of stuff. So then when it's like, okay, she comes home, I'm not going to, you know, I'm like, well, I'm going to sit there and fucking watch that pay-per-view. Maybe what I would do is I'll bring my iPad out into the fucking living room, and if she wants to watch some thing that I'd rather kill myself with, I'll be like, well, I'll sit in the living room, I'll just put the fucking iPad on, put a headphone on or something. You know, it's almost like I need two TVs in the living room because we do not watch even close to the same fucking thing. So yeah, I just haven't had a chance to, like, I was thinking about putting it on work the last couple days during work, but I go,
well, while you drive, can you put it on while you drive?
Like, I can, but I would like to actually fucking watch it. That's the problem. It would be like practically whatever I've just heard then. You know, it's like, because you're not seeing anything. I would like to actually pay attention and see it. But I say that, and I fucking do the same thing with Raw, though. I don't pay attention when it's on. So
I will say this about the Survivor Series. Three of the four matches are very good. Like, that, you could give them 4 stars or more.
No shit.
Three of them. But the rest are garbage. And that include, and I'm not even, whenever the red light comes on, I'm not going any higher than 2 stars from right automatically. And then from then on, it has to be a 5-star match to get 2 stars because I fucking hate the red light so much. I can't even stay awake during it.
Yeah,
I can't pay attention to what, they could be fucking, like, killing each other in the ring with tranquilizer guns. I just wouldn't care because it's like, just turn the, let me see it with the light on. Like, I don't need to see it in this red shit.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things I had to check. Did they stop? Did they stop? And I'm like, you fucking assholes. I just see, okay, I see Twitter, and I'm like, I'm fuck off, you know?
Dude, I'll tell you what the worst thing is. There is an awareness of it, and you know what they did instead? It's a brighter red light.
Really?
It's like a, almost pink, like it's changed, like, because it's not the dark red light anymore.
Yeah.
So they were saying, so basically they've gone back to Vince quite clearly or whoever and said, hey, so this red, the people don't like the red light. And he's like, why? Is it, oh, because they're all saying they can't see. Oh, well, let's improve that. Not let's get rid of that. let's improve that. So we still want the red light, but we want a light where the visibility is better. And it was. But I don't understand what the obsession is. Like, he's not even on Raw anymore. Like, he's I don't understand the association to the red. He's not the big red machine. He's got the blue belt on SmackDown. You don't need to do this. It doesn't make any sense now. It'd almost be, if they wanted to be original, right? And it would probably be an epileptic nightmare. Why don't you do the match in strobe lights?
God.
At least it will look crazy. But like, I mean, if you want to do something so bad, why don't you try something different? Like, I just think of a Kane match when I'm watching this.
Yeah, didn't Kane do this in the beginning?
And they got rid of it.
Yeah, they don't learn a fucking lesson. They think somehow, somewhere. I think they are, one person, let's be fucking honest. One person is the only one who thinks about this. But it's, do you think he thinks that it makes it look very fake and like he's worried about it looking very cheesy or puppety if you see the mask clearly? Like, it has to have effect around it to make it look good. I think it looks fine anyway.
That's not consistent with, like, they allow it to happen on television and whatnot. I don't know.
But they have a weird tint to, like, when he's in the playhouse and all that shit. And like, it's dark around him, at least, when it flashes to that. And there's some atmosphere. But in the beginning, they had lights. But maybe that's what made him go, it looks fucking like a goddamn fucking rubber mask. I don't want to see it. And then did but this also, instead of going, we fucking, you know, he thinks too much.
We all know it's a rubber mask. We all know he's not metamorphosizing into this creature. Like, I mean, we know it's a mask. We know that Bray Wyatt is a psychotic, schizophrenic. That's the character. We know that he puts the mask. Is Vince confused that people think that there's two people here? Like, they're a tag team. Like, because Bray Wyatt is quite clear. It's quite clearly the character is that he has two personalities. It's Mick Foley, not fucking. I'm trying to think of when they. Well, there isn't an example of this. It's Mick Foley. It's not the Bella Twins, right?
Yeah.
You see the difference? Does he understand the difference?
He doesn't understand the fucking difference. I don't know if he's trying to think it's his, like, revolutionary, like it's a fucking, you know, special fucking thing, and he's trying to make it extra creepy and shit.
So here's how I'm going to do this, what I'm going to say, like, in terms of Survivor Series, and then the people who have watched it will be able to relate to me, and then hopefully at some point you can give your feedback on, in terms of the notes I'm giving you. So it doesn't really, the women's match at the start is a bit of a mess. I mean, they're already going down the path here immediately of Raw compounding. So they're going down the path. They're booking the implosion of Raw as opposed to Raw just being the shittest brand. So already Raw's getting protection here because Asuka and Charlotte all eliminate each other. The match is all right. The matches don't really get good till Adam Cole faces Pete Dunne, which is a really good match. And then you have like the men's match happens as well, which is probably one of the best of the night. And the one thing I want you to really pay attention to, and because it's not going to really work now, but I want you to really take your mind away from the fact that you know the Brock Lesnar result, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what they achieved on this show, one of the biggest things that they really did achieve was the believability that Rey Mysterio was really going to win the title. Now, try and watch this with a mindset that you don't know, because when certain spots in this match happen, you absolutely think that Ray's won. Because, you know, I mean, I assume you know his son comes in and all sure. that. Right. But they beat the fuck out of Brock. And you genuinely think it's over. And it's done really, really well. And that brings that match up. They didn't do anything special, but the way it was, the story they told was perfect. The same with the men's match. The men's match is one of the best matches of the year so far, if not the best. The Survivor Series match that they had. And it surprises you as well, like the guys that get at least one of the guys that get there to the end. And Drew did well. He was right there at the end as well. So yeah, it's pretty good show. Like with those, I think three really good matches is about as much as you can get, especially with how sort of watered down the product is. So like how the oversaturation and everything.
Yeah.
Following on from that, without you watching Survivor Series, have you watched the what they've done on television since then?
I've watched Raw and SmackDown. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I haven't even caught up. Like, I actually tried to catch up on an AEW the other day. And, boy, I watched, maybe it was just into the first match of the night. Because it was another, like, one of those Jericho appreciations. And I found it entertaining because right off the bat, Virgil was fucking horrific. I'm like, have you seen it?
No, I'm quite far behind. And there's just one thing where I need to apparently watch a part where it's apparently, I know you hate Smart Wrestling Fan. Well, I know.
Thank you.
But they said that Jericho mocking, so Cody did a reality-based thing, a segment, you know, where they went behind the scenes and Jericho mocked it. Basically, he completely replicated a sort of little documentary piece that Cody Rhodes did. Is that correct?
I haven't seen that at all. I didn't watch the week before it, and I only saw this very beginning of last week's. So, okay, so I'm the, not. The, I haven't the, been the, faithful with it.
So
either.
Cody and his wife do like a little, you know, like how they do like these sort of shoot interview things, like behind the scenes kind of thing. And Cody did one of those, and then Jericho and his like little group completely mocked it. And apparently, according to Smart Wrestling Fan, who's humor I assume differentiates from yours quite a lot, but they said it was like one of the funniest segments of the whole year. So take from that what you will, but it's got to be checking out at least.
Yeah, I mean, I think I still have everything on DVR, so I can go back and try to take a look at it.
I like them, so I will take it as fact.
Yeah,
so I will try and watch it. You not so much, so.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush almost for that. It's like, whatever, you know. Like, I still want to watch all the Nitros and the pay-per-views from WCW. I am so well behind. Like, I was doing it in time before, you know? And now I'm like, I just don't have the fucking time to do it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to watch shit on the plane. I was trying to, but, you know, you can't. God knows.
At the Back to the Monday Night War Christmas special will just be like 12 episodes in one.
Yeah, right. We'll all do that. Don't hold your breath. You can do it all you want.
We need to like start getting the I will put the votes up on Facebook for the categories for the such and such of a year as well. So CM Punk is kind of doing what we do but on TV, and he has free reign apparently to bash everything because he criticized every single thing that they're doing, including like even to the point where he said the Corbin Roman thing where the fake dog came out, he said it almost made him want to reconsider his decision to like come back. I think he's obviously just trying to deliberately say as much as he can. But on the side of that, you've got guys on Twitter, namely Seth Rollins, calling him out. He had this crowd in Chicago last week calling his name and Seth going, and apparently getting in trouble for saying, I tried to get him here, guys. He doesn't want to listen and all this shit. It does seem like they're going to do something. I don't know what. And also, when he was asked by Renee, he didn't say no. But so he's back next Tuesday. It's weird because that's like the thing I'm most looking forward to in terms of his appearances, which says a lot about the TV. And the thing is that there's some good stuff on TV. When I spoke to Drew this week and he asked me about his segment, I just said it was good. And social media says it was good, and yeah. Your help. And what makes it even better is that everything else is bad, so it looks better than it actually is. Because the others, if they're starting a story with Orton and Drew, and the main story on Raw is Rollins' slow heel turn, and that's number two, and number one is Lashley and Rusev, which is awful. Any news story that starts with a shoot promo, which is what that sort of is supposed to be, is already going to carry people's interest. Plus, it's intriguing when you see that matchup and you go, well, who's going to win? Orton usually wins most of his feuds, but he has lost to new guys before when they're trying to get people up. So that's an interesting one to me. But aside from that, the Tuesday stuff with Punk is the stuff I'm most looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, I actually record that show too. I didn't watch this week's yet. Usually I try to, around these times.
You know who else watches it? Boy Wonder watches it.
Oh, really? He sees that, huh?
He sees that, and he told me this week that they made 7 Bray Wyatt belts only as an experiment. And you know who bought one of them? The first one.
No.
They said, no. Zack Ryder.
Really?
Yep.
Should be fucking embarrassed. He should get fired and beg for, I need $7,000.
This is exactly what we said. Nick said, like, we were talking on the phone yesterday. He said, maybe the reason he doesn't get pushed, because he looks good, right? And he said, like, maybe, like, they just don't have any respect for him. And they just can't make themselves push this guy who they don't have any respect for, because he's just a mark. He's just a mark with a
good
body.
It's almost like you look down on something because he's a fan of somebody. It's like being friends with a famous person, but you're not equal. You're always like sucking their dick. You know, it's like, oh, and like you're afraid to be yourself around them because you don't want them to stop being your friend. That's how he is with that company. Like he's like, oh, I'm backstage. Like he doesn't belong there. He doesn't act like he belongs there.
You could see him getting his action figures signed by just guys that are just there. Like, I mean, fucking, once they sign AJ Styles and he comes in, it'd be like, oh, I'm like, can you sign my toy, please?
Oh, I wonder, you know, that's a very interesting thing because I thought the same thing. And if I was friends with people, I'd be like, hey, could you sign this? I have for my collection. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd be like, well, I'm buddies. Like, if Faust is famous, I'd be like, hey, asshole, sign this for me. You know, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't be like, I don't know how to approach you. If you're friends, you just fucking talk like, you'd be like, who cares? You wouldn't be worried.
I think at that juncture, I'm not buying toys anymore in terms of like, I'm not, once you become friends with people, like, that's the thing, like, I don't have a signed Drew McIntyre figure. Austin does, but I don't have one because that wouldn't make any sense for me. It's like, I can talk to him whenever I like, right? So, how can I go up to him and put him in my house with his name to me? It changes the dynamic of the friendship completely. Like it wouldn't, like it's, I would think if I was in that position where I was working for the company, I'm looking at Hall of Famers only that I watched as a kid. Brett, Taker, Hogan, Flair, they come in, you buy the most expensive piece that you can possibly have, gold belt, winged eagle belt, you know what I'm, where I'm going, like, sure. And then you, or 80s, some retro Hogan doll or some shit, and then you get that shit in mint condition, and then you put it in a nice place in a cabinet or whatever, but you keep it down to, you know, 10, 11 people, and like has some really nice pieces of legends that you watch growing up. You don't go and get stuff from your existing guys. You don't buy Bray Wyatt's championship belt. Like, that's fucking crazy to me. You've been there like 7 years younger than Bray Wyatt. Have some self-respect, man.
Yeah, that is when it's your own. See, I could see doing it because it's like, well, if you're looking to get every single thing and everyone signed, then if you're buddies, then you shouldn't feel weird having to do it almost. You'd
but
be like,
is
who
it,
gives
why
a
is
shit?
It not like, but why is he not thinking like, you know, what? Or why is it not like when everyone's pushed ahead of him, there should be some animosity there to be like, oh, why him? Why is Bray getting it? Bray came in like 5 years after me. Why does he have a championship, his own championship belt? I would fucking hate everybody who's making money. I would not hate everybody, but I would be resentful of everybody in a higher position, and I'd be asking, why me? It's like, I don't walk around now and when I see every guy with their girlfriend and think, oh, why is he with her? Why is he with her? Why is he with her? But then you do sometimes see guys that are inferior to you with decent girls, and you do ask why. And in this situation, I think, being from a completely heterosexual perspective, that he does look good. Like, he should be getting so much pussy. Like, if you have that, if you look like Zack Ryder, you should be able to, like, fuck whoever you want. His personality must be holding him back.
I think so.
It must be holding him back in the company as well, because there is no reason not to push anybody like that looks the way he does. He has the one of the best physiques in the company.
He's awkward. He's 100% awkward. You see how he is with that goofy smile and like he tries to. It's just those guys who don't have fucking charisma, and he does not fucking have any. I don't think that's even a question that he doesn't have any.
Well, that's weird because I mean he tried to do that. That TV, I can't remember what it was called now. This is so long ago.
Oh, his YouTube shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he tried the YouTube. I mean, it was popular.
Yeah. But then from there, I think maybe that was his one, you know, that was one idea that he ever had, so. But I don't want to spend too much time on Zack Ryder. I wanted to just let you know that he bought the championship, which is
that's
just
unbelievable.
Fucking crazy. But, I mean, we haven't even talked about this because we've been off for too long. They're really fucking milking the fuck out of this, aren't they? With two championships running at the same time now.
And you know what? I mean, it's not even a good fucking belt. It's garbage. I mean, it's just fucking trash. And then what's Bray? So we're only ever going to see the real belt during the Funhouse segment. Because you don't see him out there otherwise. You see him with the mask. So he'll never you'll never see that belt.
Yeah, it didn't stop them bringing out the side plates for $150.
Oh my god, it's so fucking great.
I mean, he has everything. Like to be honest, I really wouldn't mind that lantern in my house. I think that.
I would do the lantern in a heartbeat. That's fine too. That's cool. I mean, you know what the fuck.
Let's close out with the punk stuff. We skated on it, but you didn't really speak about it.
Just that he's even on it, you mean? Like since the beginning shit?
Is he gonna wrestle? I think that's what everybody's wants to know or wants to sort of converse about.
You would think if anything, you know, it would be Mania, of course, and he would do one of those things, but that motherfucker seemed very content. Unless he starts, if you're around it more maybe, because he hasn't been. So it's very easy for him to be truthful and say, you know, I don't have a fucking itch. You know, whatever. And
what if they pull that money truck up?
Oh, you know? And I think they will. And I think at the same time, he'll start getting the itch because he's around it. But it has to be something that he could sink his teeth into because he's a creative guy. And if he just goes through the fucking, a match for match, you know, match just to have a match, that's not, he won't do it. There has to be a thing. I mean, that whole him and Undertaker thing was fucking magnificent. And the only thing they fucked up with that is it should have been with the fucking title on the line. Rock shouldn't have fucking won that belt. It would have been streak versus streak at that point, which have been fucking great. Undertaker going to win the title or is he going to fucking lose his first match? Plus all the fucking pouring ashes? Jesus Christ.
Then has he lost his match, lost his first match the year after anyways? I just feel that if Punk had won that match and retained the title in the main event, like that would have been the most unbelievable push that you could have given anybody. Like then it would have been like, Jesus Christ, like 400 days and he hasn't and he didn't even lose and he got the streak too. Like who's actually going to beat him? I guess the only problem would have been at that point is that then who actually does beat him? Because then at that point, it's got to be somebody so unbelievably phenomenal. I guess it would have been Roman because then. I think if you kept Punk the champion from Survivor Series 2011 to all the way to WrestleMania 30 and he loses to either Roman Reigns or it would have made the Daniel Bryan thing even bigger. Like if Bryan had beaten Punk with the Yes Movement beating the 2-year champion, I think you would have had the fucking biggest thing ever at that point. I can't even imagine how big that would have been.
Yeah, it's true. And I think I wonder if they just fucked over Punk a lot with the whole, that his whole thing was he wanted to be in a main event of Mania and never was one of those things. Like, is that on purpose?
I think if Vince didn't have a massive hard-on for The Rock, I think, and The Rock didn't just time that with, I need to, because The Rock had a couple of dud films at that time and decided to come back to WWE to just sort of rebuild and said, you know what, I actually need these guys to get my movie figures back up. Because he actually had some bad films around about that time before he got back into the the Fast Chain, and I believe he had a couple of critically acclaimed hits around about that time where people helped him out. But he wasn't doing well. He was doing well, but he was on a run of like shit films. That's pretty much why he came back. And he was joining Instagram and Twitter at that time as well, because he didn't have those accounts in 2011.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I really hope he starts, you know, wrestling again. But I trust him being honest that he's not interested in it. I think he's content.
Do you trust, if he comes back, do you trust him to do it right? And also, do you think there'll be a situation where they, you think the only way this works is if they go, you know what, Mr. Critic, here's the money truck, and you book yourself too. That would work for me, and I think.
I don't think they would ever let him. I don't think they'd turn over the reins and say, okay, what do you want to do? I could see it. Well, I can see what do you want to do, but not okay, whatever you want to do. I think they would. Oh well, what about this or that? They would change shit around, and I think if he does do something, whatever it is, would be great, because we know he won't do it unless he feels it's great, or at least think it's going to be. Like Bill Murray thought Ghostbusters 2 on the script was fantastic, and then he was like, it didn't turn out like we fucking had. So
Ghostbusters 2.
How that horrible Ghostbusters 2. So
I like Ghostbusters 2 with that. I think that's really? Vigo and all that. I like that.
It wasn't for me. I'm like, where'd this baby come from? I don't fucking know. The new one, how about this? My buddy who works in Hollywood said he's working with the lighting guy on Ghostbusters, and the lighting guy showed him his phone and he videotaped one of the scenes. He said there's a major spoiler that he didn't tell me, but he said,
Is it the one with the men, or is it the men again?
No, this is all the originals.
Except
for Egon. But he's like, they're all shooting at something with the packs on, and one of the kids in Stranger Things is on the floor curled up next to them or something, and they're like shooting a fucking monster. But I'm like, oh man,
doing that thing with women was a fucking terrible idea.
Oh, it was like awful.
Like the women's division in the wrestling at the moment, like it works to a certain extent, and then they do stuff like they did at Survivor Series, where they pointlessly make that the main event, and you'll see how bad that match is. Hopefully, you get it wrapped up this week. Well, next week we're going to close out there, but next week we're going to start with that. Hopefully, Cav has at least watched the three matches that I suggested.
I'll start tomorrow because I'll be able to fucking have some time.
And we're also going to tell you what the WrestleMania main event is supposed to be at the moment and why it's a terrible idea. So we're actually going to start the show with those two things, and Punk's appearance next week. So there is enough content next week without us ever having to talk about Raw and SmackDown. So it'll be great. So that's it from me. I'm Billy. He's Cav. We done 30 minutes.
Yeah, we have.
Excellent. That's appropriate enough for us to sign off. So we'll be back next week with Punk on Tuesday night, Cav's review of the Survivor Series, Raw and SmackDown, and the discussion about the WrestleMania main event.